Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about downsizing and organizing and moving into a smaller home, all those kinds of things. And we have two experts this morning. Linda Clevenger is here and Peggy Howell here this morning. Good morning to both of you. It is
hey,
so
Ted.
Good to have
good morning,
you here.
Ted. Morning. It's so nice to be here.
It is. We had a great show on this last year, and this is such an important topic that we all need to get involved with. Downsizingva.com is the website.
Correct.
Tied to you two.
Yes. Yes.
And talk about what Downsizing VA is all about.
Honestly, it was a concept that Linda and I developed during COVID, and we started working together as myself as a realtor with Long & Foster and Linda as an organizer for more than 20 years, I'm sure, yeah. in this area. And we started to develop some resources to help people downsize and bring together, you know, service providers that can definitely help people, you know, declutter, organize, move, home repairs, all of it, kind of all in one concept.
So, Linda, I met you maybe 5 or 6 years ago, probably even longer than that, now that I think of it. But when we first did a show on downsizing, and I'm in downsizing, I need to be way better than that. But back then, when I first met you, and at the end of that show, I thought, well, I can do that.
Right. Everybody thinks they can do that.
All these years later, in fact, last night, knowing we were going to do this show, I'm thinking, I do really need to downsize. And the problem is, you've been to my house and you know my weaknesses.
Well, you said that, Ted. I did.
it's,
you know, everybody.
It's hard.
Yeah, well, you're busy with work, you're busy with life, you're busy with, you know, at our age, taking care of parents sometimes, taking care of, life just gets out of control and you run out of energy to do it all.
Yeah. And then the day comes, Peggy, when I'm going to need to move.
Yes.
And I need to move to a smaller place or I'm going to have less space. And then I've got some decisions to make.
Yes. And honestly, what we try to tell people during our seminars is, you know, like Linda just said, you run out of energy as you get older. So if you're thinking about a move, do it while you can. Don't wait until you're in crisis mode to do it.
Yeah, it takes time. It really takes time to plan it all out to have it happen as seamlessly as possible and as stress-free as possible.
Stress-free.
Oh, I know. Those two words should not exist in the dictionary.
it doesn't really happen, but I mean, most people, what we hear is that it's overwhelming. And so what Linda and I tried to do is just try to kind of ease that a little bit by bringing in the right resources that kind of help you manage that move.
Yeah, because you don't want to get stuck making a wrong choice, getting the wrong person who gives you advice that's not maybe in your best interest, because the people that we work with are vetted. We've mm-hmm. worked with them ourselves. We know their track record. We know their integrity, and we know that we're involved in the process with you. It's not just you having to make those decisions.
Yeah, we always like to meet with our clients about a year is what we prefer, mm-hmm. and form a plan. And if we understand your plan, then we can put the pieces together and work through the plan with you. So typically, you know, some of our clients, it varies. Some are just moving from a large house to a small house, single level. Most families we notice are moving out of state to be closer to their children, adult children. And then we do have a few late life movers moving into assisted living. So obviously, if there's a plan in place, then we can work around the move date, how to downsize, how to declutter without it being as stressful as it is.
Well, there's lots of decisions to make. It's more than what do I take, what do I leave, and what do I do with what I'm not taking with me. It's emotional, it's physical, it's emotional, it's mental, and putting all that together just is so overwhelming. People aren't used to having to deal with all that at one time.
Hmm. And what you said a minute ago, Peggy, about a year. Mm-hmm. That's a good benchmark to have, because so often I think we think, I got this in a month.
Yeah, yeah. That's typically what we receive. It's like 2 to 3 months. They're in crisis mode, and they want to make a move. And it's sometimes not realistic, just because of them. If they've been in their house for 40 years. There's a lot of decisions, like Linda said, there's a lot of decisions to make. And sometimes some of these emotional decisions, we have to decide on how to honor your loved one. Mm-hmm. And so we have to find the right resources where you would feel comfortable letting go of that particular item.
Yeah, lots of memories, lots and lots of sentimental furniture, pictures, items, you know, and stuff that's sentimental to you that belongs to your kids and the kids don't want it.
Yeah. That's the hard thing. We'll talk about that later. the other thing, I mean, when you talk about sentimental things, and now I'm convinced after having to deal with some things with my parents that everybody has this issue, because I always said they lived really simply and had just a little small house, and I always said, well, they're not going to be. We won't have any problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what that house will hold
of stuff.
Yeah,
and it is hard when you talk about emotional, because last summer I'm sifting through things and I come across for my grandparents the at the funeral home the book that everybody mm-hmm. signed, and you look through all those names. But you just think, we don't have a place for this. Our kids aren't. Nobody knows who these names are. And you toss it. And I still feel guilty. I can still remember looking at it and thinking, yeah, this is just wrong. But there's nobody who wants this.
But there's Uncle Joe's signature.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it is. It's so hard to let that go. You know, what do you do with it?
Right. And so that's the emotional thing that you talk about.
Yeah. And living with the guilt if you do it, you know, mm-hmm. when really you shouldn't feel guilty, because those kind of things aren't meant for you to hold on to forever.
So like you said, a year, at least a year, I would think.
Ideally, would love a year to work with people to help them form a plan. If it is a long-term move. Now, this year, Lynn and I did have two late life movers who did move closer to their adult children, that just kind of left it in Linda and our hands.
Yes. Yeah.
And so
you had to make all the decisions?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they just took what they wanted. They moved to their new home and they left the rest for Linda and I to make the decisions. And that was easier for them to actually go through everything together.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of reverse of what you would normally think people do, which is why it makes it a little easier.
Yes, it was easier for us to make that decision. And actually, we did really well with both of these properties, because we were able to make some money for them, because we did have an estate sale on both properties. And so we were able to give them back some money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and us, we're not emotionally attached to whatever they left behind.
Yeah, no, in that way, that's, yeah, you see the benefits of that. We need to take a quick break and resume this in just a second. Again, it's downsizingva.com, and we'll talk about that website when we come back, about what you'll find and how to navigate that. And good stuff this morning with Peggy Howell from Long & Foster. Linda Clevenger is here. She is an organizer. More on News Talk 1230 W.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Peggy Howell, Linda Clevenger here this morning. Downsizing VA, downsizingva.com. So Peggy Howell, if I go to that website, I guess it has all kinds of information, and I guess you're filling things out just to give you information?
Yes, so you can do a few things. We have a blog, a newsletter that comes out monthly. You can sign up for our newsletter on downsizingva.com on tips and tricks on how to downsize. You'll also read more about Linda and her business. We also have other resources that are on our website. And then obviously you can learn a little bit more about me and real estate. Obviously I've been in the business for almost 20 years myself. So I've seen the different markets and the ups and downs. So it's been an exciting career.
So when do I start thinking about you guys? Because at some point, as your parents start to age, you talk about a year, but maybe even a few years in advance, it would be good to start getting your newsletter and to start thinking of this, and this may be what we have to do.
Yeah, because you may not really know when that time is going to be.
Exactly.
So it's a good idea to kind of be in that mindset that even if it's little by little, I should start getting rid of the things that I'm not using and start going through things. And because we hear it all the time, kids aren't going to want to do it. So if you're retired and have some extra time on your hands, you know, just start the process little by little.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything huge right away. That's when we can come in, when you get to that point that, hey, I need to step this process up a little quicker, put a little more pep in my step to make that goal happen. But thinking about where you want to go with your next move is one of the things that I think needs to be considered. Is it going to be independent living or assisted living or just a smaller house that's a rambler on one floor, so that you don't have any issues with steps and that kind of thing? You know, what's going to fit your need?
Well, and just the decluttering is just even a closet can take months. And you go over, and I'm speaking from experience, you go over it and over again and you still don't see much of a change. And you do have to make, bottom line, you have to make decisions.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to, you start small and get rid of one section. And then you realize, and you ask yourself this question, why did I keep that? I don't know what I was thinking, but I can let that go. And as you do go through that process, it becomes easier and easier.
Because you're always thinking that I might need this someday. Yeah. And you never do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 8 hammers that most men have in their garage.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't find it, I might as well buy another hammer. Or this hammer's different than this hammer, which looks no different. But we typically have one spouse that wants to downsize and one that doesn't. So it's always an interesting conversation and a way to get started. So we always have a good time with that.
Well, and you two would be really interesting to sit with, because well, Linda, you're saying, you know, what do we need? Do we really need this? Mm-hmm. And Peggy, you're saying you can't possibly take even a third of the, maybe a tenth of this you're going to be able to take, if that.
Exactly. So depending on your new home, where you're going, we try to understand the floor plan. And then we can do space planning, help you do some space planning and understand what's going to fit and what's not. So that's why we also like a little bit more time to understand. You may have to get rid of 7 of those hammers and understand what's actually going to fit into your new garage, if even you're going to have one. Sometimes it's just about living a simpler life. It's not about cutting the grass or, you know, sometimes it's maybe I want to go travel now. You know, I've spent all my years working and I'm taking care of this house, and maybe I just, you know, want to go in an RV, buy an RV and go travel, or go on a cruise. You know, there's so many reasons why people decide to sell and downsize. It's to live in a simpler life. I notice that we have about 3 or 4 clients, Linda and I have been working with, that are deciding to move to these new communities that are kind of popping up. And they, what I call them, are cruise ships on land. So they're interesting because there's multiple restaurants, 100 different activities. There's people all your age. So if you don't leave the community, you never realize you're getting older. And it's kind of a fun community. Yeah. I always have a good time every time I go into these communities because, you know, everyone's having a great time.
And you really don't even have to leave the community unless you want to.
Exactly, because they're bringing in medical.
Yeah.
They're bringing in, you know, you have your meal allowance. You can pick the size of your apartment, and then you have your car outside if you want to go somewhere. And then, you know, they do travel, so you can travel in a group as well.
This is all emotional. There's just so much emotions.
It is.
It's tied really. To all of this, in any of these decisions.
I've met very few people who are not emotionally tied to something or some area within in their house.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
There's a memory attached to so many things, and it's getting past and honoring that memory in a way that suits you and you feel suits your loved one that you carry that memory with. Being able to honor them in a way that makes sense without, when people give you things, they don't mean for it to be clutter. And they don't necessarily mean for you to keep it for forever. You know, it's not like you have to take it with you when you leave this earth. there's not room for that.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to figure out how you're going to take care of that, what you're going to do to honor it. And, you know, honestly, memories and the sentimental value of things is not the physical thing a lot of times. It's what you carry. It's a picture that you can put up on the wall. It's what's in your heart that carries that emotion. You don't have to physically have that item in order to remember it.
That is so good, because I would, when my dad passed, I've got all this stuff. But if you were to say to me, you can keep one thing, all we have room is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would pick a picture of him and his brother and my grandfather on the golf course together.
Yeah.
That's all I need. That would be the rest of the stuff. I've liked having it, but that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's a great memory.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because everything else is really stuff.
Yeah.
It's a physical thing. It's not, you can look at that picture and remember so many things from that picture, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I think what Linda's getting to and what we talk about often is people tend to hang on to this stuff, and because they can't fit it in their house anymore, they'll go get a storage unit.
Well, that's true too. Yeah.
And so Linda does a lot of storage cleanouts.
And those are expensive.
Yes. Yeah. The longest one we've ever had was, I think, 7 years, 10 years. And they still didn't even know what was in it.
So
at that point, so
Yeah, they think we'll just clean out mom's house and we'll put things in storage and we'll go through it later.
Later.
Mm-hmm. 1 month turns into 3 months, 3 months turns into 6 months, and then
years.
And the stuff in there isn't even worth the value that you've been paying on all this time.
Wow. Yeah. You could save yourself about $10,000 a year on average.
Yeah. So that's the other reason why we like to start to work with people as soon as possible.
Right.
Is because we're trying to avoid that storage unit conversation.
Yeah. Because, I mean, and for a lot of people, it's not just one, it's two and three, you know.
And you go buy a lot of houses in my own subdivision. I know that.
Well, yeah.
Have them sitting there. And you're right. They do. They just, you don't think about it. And they're just part of the landscape now.
Yeah.
And it's on auto pay. It just comes out. You don't even realize what you're paying for.
Yeah. So we like to save you some money.
Yeah.
And I can so totally see, Peggy, why you would, you know, you just say, we'll get to that. Just, you know, right now is not a good time, but next month.
It's too overwhelming, you know, and that's why we like the time. is because then we can work through that part.
That storage unit is not going to go in your smaller house. If you're downsizing by 50%, it's not going to, if it doesn't fit in your bigger house, it's definitely not going to go in your smaller house. So
the thing I like about you two is you are both so direct about all of this that you have to.
Okay, that might be because we're both Jersey girls.
but people need to hear that.
Yeah.
They need to hear it.
It's hard for them to hear it from their family members.
Mm-hmm.
Family members are too emotionally involved themselves and have their own opinions sometimes about what should be done with things. So, yeah, we have no sentimental attachment to your things.
And sometimes it's easier to come from a third party,
mm-hmm.
you know, than from directly from your family member, because you can get mad at us
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's harder to get mad at your daughter or your son, you know, so it's easier. You know, to have those conversations with us.
I can't tell you how many times I have heard in my own house, Linda says about different things. It's true. It's true, though, and it makes me think, and it's like, well, if Linda says that.
Yeah, so, it is true.
One of the things, we mentioned this a few minutes ago about your kids aren't going to want it. And boy, you do have to keep that in mind, because I have, in my own family, a cousin had saved, wanted to give all this china of a great great grandmother
mm-hmm.
to my daughter, who said, "I have no interest in that." And the person who was going to give it is, to this day, can't understand. She's nope. still holding on to it because she said, "I know she's going to want it someday." No, she's not.
No, I know your kids are not. Neither of your girls are going to want it.
Nobody.
Yeah, and that's, you know. Those are things that you can sell in an estate sale, maybe, or, you know, donate them to someone in need. Donate them to a charity that can help out someone. I mean, yeah, you're eating your everyday meal on a nice piece of china. Who wouldn't? We never think about doing that. It was always stuck in the china closet and cabinet and got pulled out at Thanksgiving mm-hmm. and Christmas and Easter and when everybody was together. And that's not even honoring the china.
Right.
Why not use it?
Yeah.
Why not use it?
So, Linda, somebody wants to get in touch with you to talk to you about decluttering.
Oh, they can go to Downsizing VA.
That's the best way to do that.
Yep, they can go to downsizingva.com.
So, and
I'm there.
And that the beauty about you two is you're having to move and look to move, and that's where, Peggy, you come in.
Yes, I'm a certified senior housing professional. As far as I know, I'm still the only certified senior housing professional in the state of Virginia, and I happen to live here in Fredericksburg.
What a great title. You understand these things more than anyone else would.
It was a two-year program to understand how to help seniors make a late life move and how to downsize. And so part of the training that I went through was meeting Linda and understanding what she does, because she's a senior move manager. And so that's how we joined forces together, because we knew that we were working in the same field, but just different aspects of it. So it works really well together, because Linda and I typically have we understand the plan, and we coordinate together, and we try to, you know, make sure our client is very happy with our organization, you know, of the plan from start to finish. So
it's about communication.
Communication, yeah. And we're in contact regularly. So, you know, it's not, if we can't reach each other, we can text. or we're at the property together. Doing something like she's doing her organization, I might be meeting with the client about pricing. So it's all, you know, it all really works well together.
It is downsizingva.com for more information. Peggy Howell is here. Linda Clevenger is here. We're going to take a quick break and continue this conversation. We'll talk about the real estate market and what how that factors into all of this, and more about downsizing. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, it's 831.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Linda Clevenger here this morning. Peggy Howell in this morning. DownsizingVA.com, their website. And we're talking about decluttering and downsizing and everything. Peggy, as a realtor, give your title again, because I was really impressive about the senior...
Certified Senior Housing Professional. It's a CSHP certification. And what it is, it's an institute out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I went to school for about 2 years to understand how to help a senior make a late life move, and also get to know what transitions they may be able to make or they would want to make. And then also, as seniors, you know, they like to make their decisions and be in control of their decisions. So, you know, and really just to try to help them, you know, guide them through this process, because the process, depending on what they want to do, can change. And if they haven't moved in 30 or 40 years, obviously the market has changed since they have bought or sold a house. So it's also to understand and help them understand how the market has changed.
So how with the current real estate market the way it is,
yeah.
Boy, it's something.
Yes.
How's that? That's got to play into
I'm
all
sure.
of this.
I'm sure. We're still talking about it. Yeah, so as of July 1st, all of our forms have changed. So if you have a buyer or seller's agreement that could be changing real soon, you may have to update that with your agent, because you know, the talk is all about commission,
mm-hmm.
and it really depends on what the seller believes the media has told him or her. Mm-hmm. So I think it really comes down to if sellers are going to still pay a commission to a buyer's agent at the end of the day. And with the market, the interest rates are significantly affecting and influencing the housing market right
yeah.
now. And so we are starting to see pockets of the market shifting from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Really depends on where you're located. I think we've been in a seller's market since COVID, and we are starting to see areas where inventory is really increasing, and sellers having to, you know, negotiate with a buyer at this time.
Wow, and we haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't, but we are starting to see pockets of that.
So, wow, mm-hmm. When you talk about changes.
Big changes coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, and I think, you know, it's really going to be really led by what the media has led people to believe, but if... you know, if a seller's willing to pay a buyer agent commission, it's really going to depend on the pool of buyers they're going to have. Because some of our loans, and we know that VA loans are probably, veterans are our biggest demand for buyers in this area. And as of today, VA loans do not allow their loans to pay for a buyer agent commission. So if the seller is unwilling to pay a buyer agent commission, you know, they may have less buyers.
Hmm. A lot of things to consider.
Yeah.
A lot of things to consider.
A lot of things to consider. So, yeah, it's a big change in our market. As we all know, commissions have always been negotiable. It's always been this way.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be part of our contracts.
I guess it's too, we don't have enough time to get into all the whys this happened. But
no. No, I think it's just, I think the biggest thing is it's, you know, when you hire an agent, which is another big change, is it's effective as of July 1st. We can no longer show property without a buyer's agent agreement. So if you call up your friend and say, hey, can you go show me this house? I really like to see it because I'm kind of curious. Not anymore. We can no longer participate in just showing houses. You have to have a buyer's agreement with your agent to show a property today.
This ties into what we've been talking about. You may have an idea of how it's all going to work when you start looking for a house, and with everything changing on July 1st, that has changed all of this.
It has.
Be aware.
And it's really been because of Long and Foster. Long and Foster has been holding classes all summer for all of our agents, helping us understand what changes are coming. We had preliminary documents and forms to study prior to the change. So when the change happened on the 1st of July, we were very familiar with the new forms. It's been great, having a broker and sales manager to kind of help guide us, all through this new change. And it's going to be a new change for a lot of people, and to understand what really changes are happening in the market and what you're willing to offer as a commission going forward.
Wow, there's a lot for you. I was going to say for just you and all the different agents out there. This has been a lot to process, and you've been doing this.
Yeah, 20 years. It's to me, the conversation isn't any different. I mean, I kind of been having this conversation since when I first got into the market. And I was fortunate enough to get into the market in 2005 when it was a great market, and then watch the crash happen, in 2007 and then watch it, go up and go back down again. So these conversations are fairly common for me. But if you're a new agent just coming into the market, it could be different, know, and it's going to be challenging. And I think we're all on a level playing field. All of us are, experiencing these changes right now.
Peggy Howell with Long and Foster here. Linda Clevenger here this morning. DownsizingVA.com is our focus in downsizing. What tips do you, so selling a home, what kind of tips do you have?
So the best thing that I always say is that buyers don't want to come in with their tool belt and paintbrush. So if there's anything that you can do to make your house move-in ready, go ahead and do that.
Yeah. They don't want to – not everybody wants a fixer-upper.
Yes.
And if they do, they aren't going to want to probably pay the price that you want them to pay for that fixer-upper.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, imagine what your home looked like when you moved in. And if that was 30 or 40 years ago, it's probably quite different than what it looks like now. So, trends have come and gone. Colors have come and gone. Your countertops might be quite outdated. Floors, you name it. So think about those things and meet with someone ahead of time to find out what changes you should make. That's where Peggy can be a great asset. It's like maybe you don't need to change your paint color. Maybe you don't need to change that flooring. Maybe you don't need to spend $50,000. Maybe you only need to spend $20,000.
Yeah.
And people get stuck in that mode of, oh, I have to redo the whole thing. You may not have to, right, Peggy?
Yeah, I'm not a big proponent of making a lot of changes because I always find that the new homeowner will probably want to make the house their own. So what Linda and I have done a very good job at, and she said earlier, is that we vetted out a lot of our resources. So we've been able to negotiate really great prices for painters and floor people, movers, that if we're giving them enough business, they'll give us a discount for our client. So I think we've done that for 2.5 years now, and we know who is going to show up.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
And who we can trust.
Yeah.
And who's going to give us a good price for our client and still get quality work. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that Linda and I have been working on, is working with the service providers and the resources to understand that they're going to help us out if we can continue to give them
It's
business.
A community effort.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. We've developed these relationships between who we knew and who I've known, and then jointly together. And we want to make sure that the people that we work with have the best experience possible. And in order for that to happen, there needs to be as few hiccups as possible. And I think that's where we meet and overcome their people's challenges.
Yeah.
Of not having, you know, to worry about jobs going wrong.
Well, and there's so many things going on at, you know, kind of simultaneously, whether right. it's getting the house ready, then getting rid of stuff,
which is why it's so overwhelming. It's like, wait a minute, I have to have somebody come in to paint, but I can't get that done before I get this done, and I can't get this done before I get that done. So that's where we can come up with a plan of what gets done first,
right?
To make that make it an easy transition.
Yes. And I think a lot of times, too, is like we'll tend to work with adult children who live out of state because they can't be here and help their parent, you know, make tough decisions. So, you know, that's where Linda and I really work together well, is to kind of help them transition. So from the real estate side all the way to downsizing and decluttering, to the movers, getting them to wherever they're moving to understanding their space planning, and then what items we could probably have an estate sale, an auction, or donate. So we have luckily have all of those resources available to us.
Yeah, and people really are, that relationship is really strong.
Yes.
We know who we can count on to help our clients.
Yes. Yeah. And last fall, we got a van. And so our van now, if you haven't seen it.
There's a downsizing VA van?
There's a big old downsizing VA van, Ted.
And I don't understand. It's big red and white, and it's got hearts all over it. It's got three really big hearts. So if you see a big heart.
I've seen it.
Our logo, yeah.
Yes.
So if you see the van come down the road with the big hearts on it, you know, that's us. It's either Linda and I or somebody, one of our team is driving it. But yeah, the van has been so helpful this year in making donations. And it really helps our clients who don't have to pay for someone to come pick up their stuff. We
right.
can pick it up and we can deliver it with our van, and it costs them nothing.
Yeah.
The success stories have to be just, I mean, you just must be just thrilled when you can,
you know,
you see where someone starts and to see them.
Yes.
Success.
Yes. I have some huge success stories just where, you know, it's hard to get started through this whole process, and it's
right.
emotional. And then, you know, they're making that transition into their new home, and they're showing pictures of it to all their friends and like, this is what I'm moving into. And it's so nice and new. And I can't wait to be there. And, you know, it's great. It's a great feeling to get that moving van loaded, get them to their new place and get it unloaded and, you know, have them know that they're safe and they're happy and they're going to be able to enjoy the rest of their life.
Because I'm sure, I mean, we see the TV shows and you see the hoarders and that kind of thing. And I'm sure you deal with that, or you have people that are similar to that and say, Peggy, I need to move in 6 months. And, you know, you're looking around at, and you're like, you don't understand any of this.
Well, now, just so people know, because I get asked that a lot, if I have way too much stuff, can I make that happen? And the answer is yes. We do have success stories of people who have had way too much.
Yes.
And their houses are either have sold or on the market or coming on the market soon. And yeah, they're the change is amazing in their attitude and their life and everything in general.
Don't you have a certification in
hoarding? I do. I actually have a certification in hoarding. Because I'm a member of the Institute of for Chronic Disorganization. Believe it or not, there's an institute for that. The ICD.
Know that.
Yes. The Institute for Chronic Disorganization, and they provide training on hoarding and neurodivergent personalities and that type of thing. And Peggy and I are both also members of the National Association of Senior Move Managers, which gives I get my training through them as well. And certified relocation transition specialist as well. So there's not a whole lot that we haven't.
I was going to say, you guys have everything covered.
Well, hopefully. There's more we can do. But
we took the time to get educated.
Yeah, because we only know what we know without reaching out to the experts.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always learn more. We can always learn how to work with a situation or how to not handle a situation, but how to give them ideas about how to make that next step happen.
That's where our seminars come in, because we take that education that we get from these large organizations, and Linda and I will host a seminar, and we'll ask the public to come in and we'll share some tips or maybe what we have just recently learned and kind of share that with them, or we'll bring in some of our resources so the public can understand who's a good estate attorney, what are some of the good communities to move to. So we try to always, you know, bring some type of form of local resources to our community so they understand who's in the market.
Yeah.
DownsizingVA.com is the website for Peggy Howell and Linda Clevenger. We're going to take one final break and wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Linda Clevenger, Peggy Howell here this morning. Downsizing VA. DownsizingVA.com is the website. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. And
yeah, I think so.
About a lot of things, this is such a complicated, whether it's selling and moving or distributing or decluttering, and there are a lot of pieces here.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's complicated. I mean, it's complex, you know, for anybody that's in this market, real estate and organizing and decluttering, kind of just think that you put, you know, a senior into this market that may or may not have local family and trying to make a move like this.
Mm.
You know, trying to understand the forms, real estate changes, also the downsizing part of it, decluttering, mm-hmm. what to do with their stuff, and, you know, trying, where do I move?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a huge process.
It is. And we're so happy to be able to help people through that process. And we wanted to kind of mention, we do have seminars that'll be starting up in the fall.
Yes.
With different topics. So if you go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, you'll get information about those seminars and topics. And that's a great way to reach us as well.
This is such an important topic that we all have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Yeah, eventually everybody has to deal with it, whether you want to or not, whether you're here or not. If you're not dealing with it, someone in your family is dealing with it.
Yeah.
Your kids, your aunts, uncles, cousins, somebody in your family is having to deal with what's left behind.
So. It's a question of time and money and,
and energy.
Yes.
Yeah. And energy and getting it done before something happens.
Before you physically, you even talk about physically as you get older and you can't do some of these things.
Yeah, we work with a lot of people who have a lot of medical issues, and that's the reason that they get into a position where they need really a lot of help.
And this is the biggest, you know, selling their house is typically the biggest asset of their portfolio. And so obviously we want to get the most amount of money for them in order for them to use that money for the rest of their life and the care that they may need. So we're always trying to talk about timing and what is the best time for them.
We are really fortunate to have you two in this community doing this.
Thank you.
We are. This is just, the more we talk about this, we could talk for 3 hours.
Without a doubt,
still have things to talk about, but we're out of time, unfortunately. Peggy Howell with Long and Foster, Linda Clevenger, DownsizingVA.com is the website. And Peggy, again, is a certified senior housing professional.
Got it. Thank you.
I just noticed you have it on your shirt, too. DownsizingVA.com. Thank you both. We will talk again soon.
Thanks, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.